It's time for Bucky's Legends here on the Beaver Radio Network. Andy Bartlett came to Bemidji State in 2001 to be the athletic department's primary sports information director, covering Beaver football and Beaver men's hockey. He joins us next on Bucky's Legends here on the Beaver Radio Network.
Find more information about the games featured in Bucky's Legends by visiting the official site of Bemidji State Athletics, bsubeavers.com. Download electronic schedules for any BSU sports team right to your favorite mobile device. Keep up with the latest news and even watch archive videos of past BSU events. And find links to follow the Beavers on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Can't make it to the game? Follow live stats while you're listening right here on the Beaver Radio Network. You can even find ticket information about the next Beaver event so you won't miss any of the action. BSUBeavers.com, the official website of Bemidji State Beaver Athletics.
Welcome back to Bucky's Legends here on the Beaver Radio Network. Andy Bartlett came to Bemidji State from Kansas State in the fall of 2001, holding the job as the primary athletic media relations director for Beaver football and Beaver men's hockey until 2007. Also spent time covering Beaver women's hockey team and also the Beaver baseball team. After leaving athletics in 2007, Bartlett went across campus working for the university's communications department, becoming the university's director of communications before the start of last school year. In his time covering athletics, Bartlett's covered a lot of great athletes for Bemidji State. His favorite to watch in football, an easy choice.
Favorite football player, hands down, during my time for me to watch was Eddie Acosta. He was one of the reasons that I wanted to come to BSU. He and Jeff Martinson had put up some pretty big numbers when the two of them were both sophomores, I believe, during the 2000 season, which was the year before I got here. And both were being touted as Division II All-Americans at the time. So the things the two of them had done on the football field were part of what caught my attention about Bemidji State when I was looking for jobs in the spring of 2001. So I was very excited when I got a chance to come here and watch those two guys play. And Eddie was incredible. If I remember right, I think his junior year, so my first full year as football SID, he ran for 1,700 yards, which I still think is BSU's all-time single-season record by a significant margin. He was one of those guys that just felt like Barry Sanders, that every single time he touched the ball, something spectacular could happen. And he was amazing to watch.
The duo of Martinson and Acosta, a great one to watch. Add in a third threat on special teams, those teams were very special.
One of the fun things about the football teams from those eras is not only was Eddie running all over the place, but BSU had a really capable passing game too. Martinson was an All-America caliber quarterback. We had Ryan Welly and Jason Ledeen at receiver at the time, and those two guys put up big numbers receiving, and Ledeen was a really good punt returner. I had come from Kansas State, and they had a punt returner my last year working with the football program there named David Allen that was, I think, top two or three in the country in punt return yards and was incredibly fun to watch. Would have been the first year, I think. Jason Ledeen ran two punts back for touchdown in one game, which is something that I had never seen before. So just all around, those BSU teams of that early 2000s era were really, really good offensively. And special teams, they put up a ton of points and were just fun to watch.
You've been listening to Bucky's Legends, presented by BSUBeavers.com on the Beaver Radio Network. To listen to past archives of the show, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. We are the Beaver Radio Network.